This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Oils, Sigma carve-out. Economists, farmers are paying for a public good, and the golden age may have to wait, according to senators. Kern County farmer flags oil carve-out in Sigma. Oil operators remain outside state groundwater regulations, even as farmers face a steep compliance cost under Sigma. That has frustrated Jenny Halterman, who farms almonds and helps manage non-district lands in the Kern Subbasin. Speaking at a panel discussion at the California Farm Bureau's annual meeting this week, Halterman said growers have faced years of regulatory uncertainty, groundwater plan rewrites, and coordination mandates, while oil companies operate on the same landscape and avoid Sigma fees, monitoring, and pumping limits. Our oil is essentially exempt from Sigma, said Halterman, adding that Kern County includes significant oil acreage, often overlapping with ranch land. She said many parcels have grazing operations alongside oil wells, yet only the agriculture side is subject to groundwater accounting and reporting. Halterman said the exemption is increasingly difficult to defend as local agencies begin linking groundwater declines and land subsidence to multiple pumping sources. It's hard to say that oil doesn't have to do anything, but the ranchers do, she said. While discussions are underway about potential policy changes, she cautioned that Kern's experience shows how costly and complicated Sigma becomes without basin-wide coordination. You can read about the Farm Bureau's look back on 2025 in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hit inboxes later this morning. Economists urge ag to stress escalating costs to policymakers. California farmers need to rethink how they communicate the impact of expanding state regulations if they want policymakers and the public to understand the financial strain, leading agriculture economists told growers this week. Speaking at the Farm Bureau meeting, Cal Poly professor Lynn Hamilton said farmers should stop assuming people know where food dollars go or who absorbs the cost of compliance. Instead, she urged farm advocates to make it clear that California frequently, quote, puts more teeth into federal regulations, resulting in higher compliance costs that growers cannot pass along. Hamilton's latest research found that regulatory costs for one Monterey County leafy greens operation climbed from about $190 an acre in 2006 to more than $1,500 an acre today, with nearly three-quarters of the cost tied to labor and employment mandates strengthened at the state level. Consumers assume those protections are already built into the price of food, she said. While most lawmakers don't realize farmers only keep about 16 cents of every food dollar, farmers have the most risk at any component of that food marketing dollar, said Hamilton. Agriculture needs to do a better job of saying, hey, we're paying for these public goods. Farm state senators respond to Rollins' golden age comments. As Brooke Rollins announced a new aid package this week, she reiterated that the administration's long-term project is to end farmer reliance on government support. The latest assistance would help producers until the Trump administration can usher in a, quote, new golden age for farmers, she said, where instead of farming government checks, they farm to feed their family and sell their products. GOP senators are skeptical the U.S. is on the cusp of farm profitability unless the Trump administration walks away from another core goal of keeping food costs down. Senator Deb Fischer said you're always going to see the federal government involved in farming because of the policy that our country has, as most other countries of the world, to have cheap food. It's recognizing the policies that we have as a country and what's needed. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley said the only way that governments will be able to end support to farmers is if corn and soybean prices rise substantially. an unexpected shock that drives prices skyward, he said, is likely to be a bigger factor in profitability than policy levers. Grassley said, quote, a drought in China or India or Brazil or Argentina is going to play a bigger role than the Secretary of Agriculture. The President of the United States either can play in getting prices up, so it's profitable, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House votes to reauthorize Secure Rural Schools program. A bill to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools Act cleared the House yesterday. Provides relief to school districts and the county governments unable to derive tax revenue from federal forests and their borders. With a 399-5 vote, the House approved a Senate bill to reauthorize the program until through fiscal year 26 and to provide retroactive assistance for FY 24 and 25. Now, it's been expired since FY 23. It now heads to President Trump's desk. SAF legislation includes increased tax credit. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to sweeten a financial incentive for producing lower carbon jet fuel, part of a new legislation aimed at reviving investor interest in the nascent market. The bipartisan bill, dubbed the Securing America's Fuels Act, would allow qualifying producers of sustainable aviation fuel to receive 35 cents to $1.75 a gallon and a bonus credit. That, according to a statement led by U.S. Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska, a sponsor of the measure. The legislation is in response to the so-called 45Z clean fuel production tax credit for SAF being cut from a maximum level of $1.75 down to $1 a gallon in the recently enacted tax law championed by President Trump. The reduction puts SAF credit value at the same level given makers of biomass-based diesel. Flood said, quote, America is on the cusp of a next great biofuels revolution. Sustainable aviation fuel will help lower emissions while expanding domestic markets for our nation's farmers. The bill also would extend 45Z through 2033 for all clean fuels, the credit currently set to expire at the end of 2029. The co-sponsoring lawmakers include Representatives Troy Carter of Louisiana, Sharice Davids of Kansas, Tracy Mann of Kansas. They called SAF a game changer, citing the potential for tens of thousands of new jobs and as much as an 80% reduction in a life cycle greenhouse gas emissions. Major MAHA announcement promised. Secretary Brooke Rollins and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will make a, quote, major announcement at USDA today as a part of the administration's ongoing commitment to the Make America Healthy initiative that, according to a department media advisory, joining the Agriculture Secretary and Health and Human Services Secretary will be Mehmet Oz, Director of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That event scheduled for 10 today. You can look for coverage at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word. You cannot be made in the scapegoat because we don't have enough workers in this state or in this country. That Representative Lou Correa, acknowledging the industry struggles with maintaining workforce amid escalating immigration enforcement efforts. Correa welcomed the California Farm Bureau to his Orange County district at their annual meeting, pointing out that the county, once a leading citrus producer, is down to just 200 acres of farmland. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.